குருப்பியோ நமஹ. அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா ஆனந்ததீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்சன விசக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாக்க தனிர் பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தி கஜகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த குரு பூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத சித்தையே தப்போ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாக்கரானம் வாயிராஜகுருன் வந்தே ஹிக்ரிபதாஷயான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சச்சிதர்மரதாய ச பததாம் கல்பவருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி துவாந்தரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோ அச்சிந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமௌலி பர்யந்தம் குருநாமாக்தியம் ஸ்மரே தென விக்னாஹ பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தியந்த மனோரதாஹ ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்ஷோ நமஹ. டுடே வி ஆர் டூயிங் தி இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம ஐ டெல் த ரிஷி தேவதாஸ் இன் திஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரொசீட். அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணோ பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்னாராயணோ தேவத ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண் பிரசாத் சித்தி தேஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகுருத் பூதகுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யபுருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரேவச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரதவிமோப்பு ஸ்ரீமான் கேசவபுருஷோத்தம சர்வசர்வசிவஸ்தானுர் பூதாதிர்நிதிரவிய சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்தா பிரபவ பிரபுரீஸ்வர. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ் தட் வி ஆர் ஸ்டார்டிங் அண்ட் இன் தட் வி ஹவ் ஃபினிஷ்ட் தி சர்வசப்த. டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ ஷர்வசப்த. ஸோ சர்வ ஷர்வ, ஸோ த ஃபஸ்ட் லெட்டர் இஸ் லிட்டில் டிஃபரெண்ட். Both are sakaras only, but one sakara is like dantya, like sarigama. That sakara, soft sakara, is dantya. So we use the tongue near the danta, sa. So that sarva is everything that we have seen the meanings, various hidden meanings, along with the dhatus and the pratipadikas. Today we are going to do sharva shabda. This shakara is talavya shakara, and there is another shakara which is murdhanya, the palate, the top of the palate, the front of the palate is this sharva, and the top of the sha, but there is no shavya. Shavya is not there. We have our sharva also is not there. We have sarva and sharva. This sharva shabda, the prasiddhartha, the popular meaning is rudradeva for no sharva shiva sthanarbhu. So for sharva, rudra is the popular meaning. Rudhi artha is rudra, but mukhya artha is for paramatma. And because even during mahapralaya, when rudra is not there, the sharva shabda, it describes somebody, and that is paramatma. So the rudra as sharva is called sharva because the sharva namaka paramatma is specially present in him, performing the functions of sharva in rudra. So in case of ordinary people like us, we have a name. Our name and our own abilities do not match. Like, you know, we may have Narayana or Govinda or some name we may have, but we don't have any of those qualities. In case of uttama devatas, they have those qualities, but they are having those qualities to a partial extent. Paramatma has fully, like, the sharva shabda vachyatva is applicable to paramatma in its entirety, but the same sharva shabda is applicable to rudra to a good extent, but not in its entirety. So what is the meaning of this word sharva? So we know that sham sukham, this is one of the root meanings that we use in lot of places. Sham dadati sukham. So shanti shabda, so there we say sham sukham. So this sham sukham is one of the root constituents or root elements in defining this word sharva. So the sharvaha is sham sukham vati pradadati. So one who gives the happiness. That's why paramatma is called sharva, because he gives the sukha. But on the other hand, the sharva also sham sukham varayati. Nivarayati, rodhayati, nirodhayati. So sukha, rodhana, nirodhana, or sukavarana, or nivarana is exactly the opposite meaning. So one who prevents the happiness, how can God be like, you know, described in a glorious way as a preventer of happiness. You know, like, you know, God should be, you know, we can just say he giver of happiness. He gives happiness. He gives the bliss. But why should we define that the God prevents the happiness? Is this not a kind of a negative way of looking at God? We should have only positive outlook for God. Why are we defining it in such a way that it gives us a negative attitude about the Lord? So the way we can understand is any jiva, or even like, you know, during its dehavastha, jivavastha, any state, if we are given a load which we cannot carry, it makes us very, very uncomfortable. So to make sure that something is given to us which we can handle, that's actually a positive thing. So the God, the Paramatma, he prevents the happiness means he does not prevent whatever happiness is due, whatever happiness is to be gotten, that he does not prevent. Either in samsara avastha or in moksha avastha, liberated state or bondage state, any state, what Paramatma does is he prevents whatever is undue happiness. That means he makes us get all the happiness that is due for us. Anything beyond that, which is not due for us, that he has to prevent it so that we do not get discomfort, uncomfortable, because we cannot handle whatever is beyond us. So Paramatma does this, sukham varayati, that sham sukham varayati, that vara, it, in case of some grammar rules, what happened is gets transposed. So that vara becomes rava, rava. So sharva, so sukham varayati. So this meaning is given, so sukham varayati. And why should Paramatma prevent, means in Mahabharata, Tatpari Nirnaya, Acharya says, so etan apekshayeva phalam dadani iti asyayeva sankalpaha. Paramatma himself makes a sankalpa that for this, any with respect to any jiva, as a bimbarupa, he stays inside the jiva and he makes a sankalpa that I will give to this jiva this much happiness, whatever is due, that happiness only I will give. So this is the sankalpa of Paramatma. So he makes that sankalpa as an antaryami for all the jivas. So that's why, like, you know, he says sharva, I mean, he's described as sharva. So purushaha sukhadukhanam bhoktrutve heturuchyate. So in Gita also Krishna says bhoktrutva, or any, like, you know, sukhadukha bhoktrutva, that means enjoyment of sorrows or enjoyment of happiness, whatever it is, has to be whatever is due for us. So this Bhagavan, the Lord, makes sure of that. And he is the main cause behind every sukha or dukkha. That's why sharva. So sukham varayati. Actually, as an extension or as a corollary, we can take dukham varayati api. So whatever is sukha that is not due for us, that he prevents. Whatever is dukkha that is not due for us, that also he prevents. He gives sukha or dukkha as per the yogyate and karma, not just yogyate. Yogyate and karma anuguna sukha dukkha pradayakatva shakti is there in Paramatma. So he gives the sukha or dukkha as per the karma and as per the yogyata of every single jiva. That's why he sharva. So this, like, you know, if we take like a modern algebra concept, a big set is drawn like a big circle. In that, that's, let us say, that's a universal happiness. That universal happiness is not for anybody to have it. And in case of Paramatma, he has the universal happiness which is Swatantra. Even that Aswatantra universal happiness is not there for anybody. For everybody, the happiness that is given is as per the yogyata of the jiva. Even for Brahma Vayus, he gives enormous, like, you know, zillions, zillions, zillions of times higher happiness than for any ordinary being. But still, that is finite only. It is not infinite. Nobody gets infinite happiness. And even this finite happiness is like, it may be like a dot, like for us, people like us, or it may be a small, tiny circle or a little bit bigger circle. No matter what, how big it is, the finite happiness that is due for the jiva in this entire set of happiness, only that is given to that particular jiva, and Paramatma prevents the rest of the happiness that is there in this huge, humongous set of happiness. He prevents the jiva from getting the happiness that is not due for him. So this is actually a favor done by Paramatma, because the jivas cannot handle more than whatever is due for it. So let us hypothetically say, like, you know, certain amount of happiness is due for us. We get that happiness, you know, the peak of that happiness, that's enough. That's all we can handle. Like, you know, when we eat food, we cannot eat more than whatever we can. So we just, you know, after some time, you say, oh, that's it. I can't eat anymore. So it's done with it. Same thing with the happiness. So every jiva enjoys or suffers happiness or sorrow only to the extent that it can handle. Beyond that, it cannot handle. So in this universal set, if we take ourselves, our happiness is like a dot. The rest of all the happiness is prevented from reaching the jiva itself. Jiva cannot even handle it. So this is one of the, you know, apparently looks like a negative thing, but it's actually a positive thing for Paramatma for us doing it. In towards us, he's showing this positive benefit only. So this is positive only, because otherwise jiva cannot handle it. So this is mentioned there. And this is also mentioned in the commentary for Brihadaranyaka Sutra Bhashya, and also Brahma Sutra Bhashya. In various places Acharya mentions this. And especially in Brahma Sutra Bhashya, in first adhyaya, third pada, third sutra, it says, Sharvaha Sham Rodhanat Harihi. So, Sham Rodhanat Harihi Sharvaha. So, this Sharva Shabda is applicable to Hari, Brahmanda Purana Acharya course. While commenting that Brahma Sutra, he says this Sharvaha Shabda applies to Paramatma. This one, he says, Sharvaha Sham Rodhanat Harihi. Sham Rodhanat Harihi. So, Sharvaha, this Sharva Shabda is applicable to Narayana, and that is from Brahmanda Purana. The same thing, Rodha, Sham Sukham, Sham Rodhanatvat, Rodhanat, Harihi, Sharvaha. So that definition Acharya gives there. And so we see that Ashtavidha Vyapara Paramatma does, Sushti Stiti Laya Niyamana Jnana Jnana Vanda Moksha. In that, the Niyamana aspect of it we can see here. Here is not the Sushti, not the Stiti, not the Laya, but Niyamana, the control. Every jiva is controlled by Paramatma in such a way that anything that is not due for that jiva is not given to that jiva. So this is one of the nice things that Paramatma does it. So that's why we say, Yadditam tava bhaktanam asmakam nuhare hare tadashukaryam karyagna pralayarkayata prabha. When we say that, I do not know what is good for me, you know what is good for me. So that this is the key of it. Because if we have the freedom, free will, okay, you can take any amount of happiness. If we take more happiness that is due for us, we can't even handle, we kind of crumble down. So that's what the Paramatma does. And this is conveyed by the word Sharva. And another Sharva, as we say, like, you know, he is the Rudra Antaryami, Sharvanamaka Rudra Antargata, Sharvanamaka Paramatma. So in case of Rudra, how that Sharvanama apply for Rudra, and how does it apply for Paramatma in the sense of Rudra? So Rudra is Samharakarta, as you all know. So the Samharakarta means he does the Samharakarya of all the jivas below him. He does not do the Samhara of anybody equal to or above him. Everybody who is below Rudra, their Samharakarya. That is, Rudra does as per the command of Lord Srihari. So Rudra Deva, what he does is, he does the Samhara. So how does that Samhara is indicated by this word Sharva? So where is that origination for the Samhara Karyatva for the Shabda Sharva? So that for that, Shru Himsayam. So that is the Dhatu. There are two Dhatus. One is Shru Shravane, that Shrav or Shru Shravane, that is listening. There is another one, shru. Shru is like a vowel, ru, rukara. Shru himsayam. So this one is shrunati. So that shravana shru is shrunoti is the prathama purusha, ekavachana. But in case of shru himsayam, shrunati hinasti iti sharvaha. Shrunati hinasti means what? One who destroys. He is sharva. Shrunati. Shrunati means destroys. One who destroys is sharva. And Rudra does the samhara karya of all the jivas underneath him. That's why he is called sharva. And Paramatma, as the antaryami of Rudra, he is called also sharva. But Rudra does the samhara karya of the jivas underneath him. For him to have that ability, the Sharvanamaka Paramatma, actually Sharvanamaka Paramatma through Rudra does it. So Rudra does samhara karya, but Paramatma as Sankarsana Rupi, Narasimha Rupi, he is present inside Rudra and he does the samhara karya. He makes Rudra perform the samhara karya. After Rudra kills everybody, then Paramatma will remove the Stula Deha of Rudra also, and he removes the Stula Deha of the ones above Rudra, like, you know, Saraswati, Bharati, Brahma, Vayu, their Stula Deha also, Paramatma removes so that they can get what they want after that. In case of Brahma and in case of Indra, all these people and their Patnis, they are they go to moksha because their sadhana is complete. After the Mahapralaya, they go to moksha. So unless their Stula Deha is destroyed, their Aniruddha and Linga Shariras cannot be destroyed. So first Stula Deha destruction, then Aniruddha Deha destruction, then Linga Deha destruction, then they go to moksha. All the jivas whose sadhana is complete, like Brahma, his sadhana is complete, Saraswati, her sadhana is complete, Garuda and Sesha, their sadhana is complete. Same way Indra and Manmatha, their sadhanas are complete. And Garuda, Sesha, Patnis, so Sauparni and Varuni, their sadhana is complete. And similarly, Indra and Manmatha, their Patni, Sachi and Rati Devi, their sadhana is complete. So all of them are, they have to have their physical body destroyed. So Paramatma removes their physical body through Rudra for all the ones below Rudra, and Paramatma does directly for Rudra and others. So now we listen in Ambrani Sukta, Lakshmi Devi says that, Yam kamaye tam tamugram krunomi tam brahmanam tam rushim sumedham aham rudraya dhanuradhanomi brahmadvishe sharave hantavavu. Lakshmi Devi says, after performing the samhara karya through Rudra, Lakshmi Devi herself takes the bow and arrow and removes the stula deha of Rudra Deva so that he will become in the next kalpa a sesha. So as I mentioned, like, you know, from Brahma, Vayu, Saraswati, Bharati, Garuda, Sesha, Rudras, their Patnis, and Indra, Manmada, Sachirati, like this, all these gods, all of them, they need kind of a sadhana thing. So their sadhana is done in such a way that for all the ones which are ready for moksha, like Brahma, Vayu, Brahma and Garuda Sesha and their Patnis, Brahma Patni, Saraswati, Garuda Sesha Patnis, and then Indra and Manmatha and their Patnis. They are ready to give up their physical body and reach moksha. So Paramatma destroys their physical body. So Samhara Karya, he does that. And for once below Rudra, Paramatma does Samhara Karya through Rudra. For once at the level of Rudra and above Rudra, Paramatma himself does the samhara karya and enables them to reach whatever way they have to reach. If the sadhana is still left, like in case of Vayudeva and Rudradeva and their Patnis Bharati and Rudra Patni Parvati, they, for them, what Paramatma does is he destroys their physical body, and next kalpa, their higher post, like in case of Vayu, he becomes Brahma, Bharati becomes Saraswati, and then Rudra becomes Sesha, and Rudrapatni Parvati will become Varuni. Like this, all the devatas, they reach to their whatever appropriate position after they complete their sadhana in a kalpa, and all this is enabled by Paramatma by destroying their physical body and giving them a new body. So that is why Sharvaha is for Rudra, and also Sharvaha is Rudrantargata Sankarsana or Narasimha Rupi Paramatma. That's what's conveyed by the word Sharvaha. And then, so that one has the Shru Himsayam, that is the root. And here we can remember Harivayu Stuti for that, like, you know, in Vayu Stuti, in the beginning we have to do in Samptakara Narasimha Nakastuti, that is composed by Acharya himself. In that Narasimha Nakastuti, Acharya, he says, Lakshmi Kanta Samantato Vikalayan Naiveshiste Samam Pashyam Ittam Vastu Dura Taratopastam Raso Yoshtamaha Yad Roshotkara Dakshanetra Kudila Pranto Thitagnispurat Khadyotopama Vispulinga Bhasita Brahmesh Shakrotkaraha. So there Narasimha Nakastuti, but Narasimha Stuti also there. And the second sloka where Narasimha Stuti is done, there it is mentioned that yad rosho utkara daksha netra kutila pranta utthita agni spurat khadyota upama vispu linga brahma isha shakra utkaraha. So this is the pada vibhaga, and what it saying is, when Paramatma is about to do the samhara karya for all the other devas, like, you know, Brahma, Uttama Devatas, including Rudra, Gurdasesha Rudras, and Vayu Brahmas, and their Patnis, all these people's Samhara Karya is to be done. So, Paramatma, what he does is, as Sankarsana and this will be, he does the Samhara, but the way he does that is, it is described in this sloka, that when yad Rosha, Rosha means anger, or kind of a kopa, sittu, or anger. So yet means whose rosha from anger, or the clusters of anger or clusters of anger feelings, are rosha utkara, that is coming out of the anger of Paramatma when he feels like, you know, gets angry or decides to do the samhara karya from his right tip of the eye. So what happens is, Daksha Netra Kutila Pranta Uttita Agni Spurat Khadyota Upama Vispulinga Brahma Isha Shakrotkaras. So that means, from the right edge of the Paramatma, right, is when he moves the eyes in such a way that he is expressing his anger, like when Paramatma is expressing anger, means the tip of the eye, it emanates the sparks of fire, and each spark is like several times more powerful than Surya. And these sparks, like a sun, Pralayakala sun, goes and destroys Brahma Isha Shakra Utkaraha. So Brahma himself, Rudra himself, Indra himself, all these devatas, Utkaraha means Samuhaha, their clusters, they all, what happens to them? Bhasita. Bhasita means completely burnt away. So Daksha Netra Kutila Pranta Uttita Agnis Purat Khadyota. Kha means Khe Akasha. Khadyota means that which shines in Akasha. Surya is called Khadyota. Upama means like, comparing to the Surya. So Khadyota Upama Vispulinga Bhasita Brahmesha Krotkaraha. So Brahma Isha Shakra, that means all these devatas, lower than Paramatma, all they get destroyed because of the fires emanating from the tip of the right side of the eye of Paramatma as he, what you call, frowns, like making a frown. So, Kutila Prantata, so Daksha Netra, Daksha means right hand, Netra is eye. Daksha Netra Uttita, from that emanating, Kutila Pranta Uttita Agnispurat, from that pranta, from that place of the eye, emanating Agnispurat, the sparks of fire, which are like Agnispurat, Khadyota, Upama, Vispulinga, Brahma, Isha, Shakvatkara. In that thing, Bhasita, completely burnt away. That means the physical body is removed by Paramatma. This is what the sloka says. But when we hear the sloka, we get a doubt. How come Paramatma, he has anger? Because anger is a negative quality. People like us having anger is understandable. Why will Paramatma have anger? Because angry, we get angry because when we feel frustrated, helpless, we are not able to handle a situation, unable to do something, then what happens is when we are unable to hang, then we get angry. But Paramatma, he is able to handle everything. For him, no need to get angry. Sankalpa matrena, he can do everything. So why Paramatma is getting rosha, anger? So the doubt comes to our mind. So their rosha, anger, is to be defined as the icha of the Paramatma. He decides, okay, this is how I have to do, this when I have to. So he decides what to do, when to do, where to do, everything he decides. So that is what is mentioned. So that is their rosha. That rosha is the Bhagavad Sankalpa to do. Now, apparently it may look like a negative thing for us, but that is also a positive thing. But apparently negative looking thing he performs so that he gives rise scope to a positive thing that's going to happen in future. Either people get a new body or people get, whatever is due for them, they get that. So, or if their moksha is ready for the moksha, they get the moksha. So, all this is possible because of Paramatma's anugraha. He does that. So, Dakshinetra Kutila Prantottagnaspurat Khadyotopama Vispulinga Bhasita Brahmesha. Bhasita means Bhasmikruta. Burnt to ashes. Bhasita Brahma Isha Shakrotkaraha. So, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, etc., Devatas, they all get benefited only from this act of Paramatma. So this is a beneficial act only if we look deeper into that. So that is the thing. And then as far as daityas are concerned, it's always positive means for daityas also, will you do positive things means? No. For daityas, we take the meaning like a stula meaning. For daityas, he gives the happiness that's only due for them. That's it, a tiny little of happiness. Other than that, even for daityas, he may give a lot of comforts, but he will not give happiness if the daityas are undeserving. So, so that means for daityas, daityebhyaha sham sukham varayati. Whatever sukha is not applicable to daityas, that Paramatma prevents. Because what happens is, for devatas, they never go to naraka. Naraka's prapti is not there for devatas. Of course, we hear in the Mahabharata, Dharmaraja goes at the end and he sees Pandavas suffering in Naraka and he says he wants to stay back in Naraka. And then the Dharmaraja, he removes that illusion and says, no, your Pandavas are all in Swarga only. So that means for devatas, they never obtain Swarga. And for daityas, they never obtain the heaven. Like after the sadhana thing. So what happens is for devatas, upaswargas, swarga sukha is not there. Upaswarga sukha, upaswarga means like swarga they are there, give a lot of happiness, they are also not visible to us. So that upaswarga sukhas only are given to daityas, but not swarga sukha or moksha sukha. For devatas, samsarika dukkha is given, but they get swarga and moksha as per their abilities, the positions there. So for them, like Uttama Jivas, they go to Swarga and then to Moksha. In case of Devatas, they always are residents of Swarga due to Shapa if they come down. After they finish the Shapa, after their lifespan on Earth, they go back to their Mula Rupas and they enjoy whatever is due for them. That is what the Devatas will enjoy. So this is like the Sharvaha. Samharakarta, Sharvaha is Sukha Nirodhaka, Shukha Nirodhaka in Samsara or in Moksha Stiti. As per different people's ability, in case of Daityas, he prevents lot of Shukha Dukhas, he prevents, and Dukha he gives, only Sukha he prevents for Daityas. This is also a kind of a favor for them because their sadhana is complete, they will go whatever is the place that is due for them. So their sadhana also is to be made to complete. So this is how Paramatma does the favor. And in this context, we think about that adhika punya, adhika papa. In case of adhika punya, that is a little different from this ayogya sukha pradagana nirodhana. That means whatever sukha does not belong to us, preventing that is one thing. That is sukha as a result of punya and dukkha as a result of papa. This is controlled in one way. But punya papa itself coming and reaching us or whatever. So adhika punya, like in case of vrajajana, their adhika punya Paramatma steals in the form of the butter. We hear this story. But what does that story mean? The meaningfulness of the story can be understood if we can understand that there they are not that they did extra punya and then God together. The extra punya opportunity is given to them and God takes that away opportunity. Why? Because all those, remember, they are all actually previous and avatar purushas. They are jnanis only. They are born in Raja because they did tapas or whatever. And Paramatma blesses them, Krishna blesses them and helps them. So, so this is important factor because the way that a lot of people think is that these gopa gopikas, they do extra punya and then Lord takes it away because he steals the butter. And it's not that the punya is sticking to the butter and is coming, but those residents of the Vraja, Vrajajana, they think that Krishna is stealing the butter. You know, this adhika punya concept is applicable for only uttama jivas, not for manushyas, manushyottamas. For them, adhika, like people like us, we cannot even do adhika punya. All that we can do is like, you know, papa or punya, that's all. Adhika punya is applicable because that special opportunity is given to devatas. For example, in this Krishna avatara, they are all along with Krishna and they are really with the company of the Krishna. They are doing so much of punya by worshipping, respecting Krishna, taking care of Krishna. So the opportunity is there if they also think that this butter, when Krishna steals, hey, this is Krishna's, the whole universe is his creation. How can he steal butter? What is stealing? Stealing means whatever is not ours, taking, that is stealing. The whole universe belongs to Paramatma. So this butter also belongs to him. How can I complain that he's stealing butter? Nobody should complain. Like, you know, all those people, Vrajanas, they could have stopped from complaining that Krishna stole butter. They can just say, oh, Krishna, this is butter is yours. Universe is yours, so it's all yours. They could have told that. But Paramatma, he does his Vishnu Maya on them. He puts the Vishnu Maya, makes them think that, oh, Krishna stole our butter. The moment they thought that Krishna stole their butter, they are not allowing that extra punya to come to them. So it's not that they got the punya and got rid of it. That extra punya is prevented even coming into them. So as I was telling, like the crude example, like everybody has a container. We cannot, like in a 10-ounce container, we cannot put 15 ounce of liquid. 10-ounce container can contain only 10 ounce of liquid. But we put there in front of us somewhere 15 ounce of liquid and then fill up this 10-ounce container. Maybe it's 5 ounce, 4 ounce, 6 ounce, whatever is, some amount of liquid is put. Though there are like 20, 40, 50 ounces there visible to us, that is not allowed to enter the jiva. So Paramatma will handle. It's not that Paramatma allowed something to do more punya than yogyata of the jiva. That's not the case. He is preventing that from entering itself. So this is the grace of the Paramatma. So this is how he handles, by not allowing the excess punya even to come to the jiva. So this is a grace of Paramatma only. So that is how we have to understand. And same thing case. So there is difference between preventing the sukha, which is not due for them, and taking away the adhika punya, because the preventing sukha is applicable for all the jivas. And whatever is not due for them, it is prevented, that's all. Whereas in case of adhika punya, only adhikarika jivas, even that they are made to do extra punya and then remove. No, they are prevented from acquiring that extra punya. So that's how it happens for adhikarika varga. So that slightly two different concepts, but kind of some kind of a similarity can be seen in there, but they're totally actually different concepts. So here I'll pause. So any questions are there, you can feel free to ask the questions. Hare Srinivasa, Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.